clear skies, highs of 28 degrees in Nice and 30 degrees in Cannes, 28 degrees inland in Tonde, and this evening going down to 14 degrees inland in the Outremer and 23 degrees along the coast. In the Var, highs of 28 degrees in Saint-Tropez, and along the coast a gentle northeasterly wind, and 31 degrees inland in Draguignan, and this evening going down to 18 degrees with clear skies. The outlook for Friday and the start of the weekend, highs of 28 to 31 degrees across the region, and mainly fine with some cloudy patches inland. The sun rose here in Monaco this morning at 6:39 and will set this evening at 8:27. In Venice today, 29 degrees and sunny. Athens, 34 degrees and sunny. And Berlin, 20 degrees with thick cloud. Good morning, how are you? You're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm with you until 10. Today's top news story is, of course, another complicated night in the Var for firefighters. Latest reports say the fire is still raging in the hinterland of Saint-Tropez, having claimed two lives since it started on Monday. I'll be giving you the latest update at 7:30 on that. Meanwhile, the fires in the Aude and the Vaucluse region are under control, but firefighters are still mobilised. In sport, Harry Kane will not play for Tottenham in tonight's Europa Conference League playoff first leg. And coming up, we'll have this morning's entertainment news. I'll be telling you that a study has found lockdowns are tough on flies too. You're not the only one. Also, a study has claimed that advanced alien civilizations could be harvesting energy from black holes. And scientists say a switch in the brain can trigger binge drinking. And I'll also be announcing the theme for Feel Good Friday, so don't go away, but right now, starting this hour with Cyndi Lauper's 1983 hit and Girls Just Want to Have Fun on Riviera Radio, La Radio de la Côte in English, 106.3 and 106.5 FM. It's just gone 16 minutes past 7 o'clock and it's time for this morning's entertainment news. A comedian, Sean Locke, has died from cancer at the age of 58. A comedy panel show favourite, Locke was a team captain on the series 8 out of 10 Cats, hosted by Jimmy Carr. He also appeared on The Last Leg, Have I Got News For You, and The Big Fat Quiz of the Year. A paying tribute, comedian Bill Bailey said, "It's heartbreaking to lose my dearest friend. He was a true original and a wonderful comic, RIP. And in other entertainment news this morning, a council in the UK, which was criticised for painting over a Banksy mural, has put security at the site of a new artwork that it hopes is by the artist. The mural of a boy holding a fishing rod with a blue face mask attached to it was first spotted early on Wednesday on the seawall in the village in Essex. The council said it immediately put security in place. It was criticised back in 2014 for painting over a Banksy mural in Clacton-on-Sea. Earlier this month, 10 murals by Banksy appeared in various locations across Norfolk and Suffolk in what the artist dubbed as a Great British Spraycation. And if it's your birthday today, then you share it with, it would have been Coco Chanel's, but was born on this day. That's the entertainment news. There'll be more at the same time tomorrow morning during the Feel Good Friday edition of the Full English Breakfast. So what's the theme for this week? Well, the Feel Good Friday theme is all about getting your mojo back. A courtesy of Kevin, getting your mojo back to regain confidence, energy or enthusiasm, especially coinciding with a resurgence in one's own success. So any songs which make you feel confident, happy, full of energy and enthusiasm, studio at rivieradio.mc if you'd like to get your Feel Good Friday request in today for tomorrow's show between 7 and 10, studio at rivieradio.mc. Any songs that make you feel good, energy, energetic, confident or happy. And this is your first pre-call for all those Mamma Mia fans. And even if you're not a Mamma Mia fan, pretend you're dancing the night away in 1976. ABBA and Dancing Queen.
The business association Monaco Economic Board, MEB, supports companies in Monaco as they develop and grow. By joining the 500 member companies of all sizes and sectors, you can be part of all the different operations, conferences and tailored events and have access to MEB's many and varied networks in Monaco and abroad. Now is the time to join the Monaco Economic Board. Find out more at meb.mc.
CMB Monaco is a leading private bank based in Monaco with unrivaled financial stability. CMB Monaco promotes an evolved private banking culture that matches the expectations of global elites, with a mission to be the benchmark bank for Monaco residents, a wealth management boutique for international clients, and an investment and corporate banking opportunity maker. CMB Monaco offers a redesigned investment and wealth management experience. Learn more on cmb.mc.
Visit the wine shop at the Domaine de Cala for a tasting of a range of high-quality rosé, red and white wines. The Domaine de Cala has more than 40 hectares of vineyards and 180 hectares of forest, set in the heart of the Var. We have developed a vineyard combining tradition and modernity to extract the quintessence of a wine of character. The Domaine de Cala, open Tuesday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m, located just outside Brignoles, only 1 hour from Nice and Marseille. For more information, visit domainedecala.fr.
Dotta Immobilia is a major real estate agency in rentals management and sales in Monaco. Dotta has the experience and knowledge to give you the best advice and the personalised tailor-made service that you deserve. Dotta will handle the private management of your property and will answer your needs and expectations. Visit dotta.mc.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 7.30. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. According to reports, the fire is still raging in the hinterland of Saint-Tropez, having claimed two lives since it started on Monday. It was another complicated night for firefighters in the region. Meanwhile, the fires in the Aude and the Vaucluse region are under control, but firefighters are still mobilised. The flames are still progressing in the Var, and the damage since Monday is catastrophic. 7,000 hectares of land have gone up in smoke. And in Le Canet-les-Morts, some inhabitants are still waiting and are hesitating to leave their homes. After 2.5 days of fighting the flames, the wind turned again on Wednesday evening, a powerful east wind, the most feared by firemen. Speaking to French media on Wednesday evening, one resident of Canet-les-Morts said the fire is 300 metres away, but we still hope and wait, praying that it doesn't get to our house. We had to evacuate yesterday, but finally we came back to try to extinguish the fire before adding that if my house catches fire, it's my whole life that collapses. Wednesday evening saw firefighters multiply aerial drops of water to save what they could. At midnight, the situation was still not under control, with the fire moving this time in the sector of Vidaubon. The area is difficult to access, as 1,200 firefighters spent another extremely difficult night. And I'll be updating you as soon as more information comes in this morning on the situation in the Var throughout this morning's show. In other news, the bodies of five young people, all in their early 20s, have been discovered in a car at the bottom of Lac Dramont near Saint-Raphaël in the Var. The divers of the gendarmerie discovered the submerged vehicle on Wednesday morning. The families of the victims had raised the alert on Tuesday evening to announce their disappearance. Searches were started by the gendarmerie in the lake and its surroundings for a sixth person who had earlier left the group of friends. Two of the young people reported missing were from the region, and three others were from the Paris region. The investigation continues. According to data from health authorities in France, nearly 2,000 people are currently in intensive care due to COVID, a level not reached since mid-June. As France fears saturation in its hospitals due to the fourth wave and the spread of the Delta variant, the University Hospital of Pointe-à-Pitre Pitre in the French West Indies in Guadeloupe is already on the verge of collapse. Here in Monaco, 19 new cases of COVID were declared on Wednesday. Latest figures show that in total, since the start of the epidemic, 3,099 residents have been affected in the principality, and 22 people are currently hospitalised, as 65 people are being cared for by the Home Monitoring Centre. Following an announcement from the General Directorate of the National Gendarmerie, the COVID vaccination will become an obligation for gendarmes from September the 15th. The vaccination obligation, announced on July the 12th by French President Emmanuel Macron to counter the strong resumption of the epidemic of COVID, concerned until now the nursing and non-nursing staff of hospitals and nursing homes, professionals and volunteers with the elderly, including at home, as well as firefighters or ambulance drivers. Meanwhile, France's Prime Minister Jean Castex has announced that 40 million French people now have a complete vaccination schedule against COVID. In all, 46.6 million French people have received at least a first injection. An online black market is flourishing as people refusing vaccination against COVID in France pay hundreds of euros for fake health passes. Since July, French residents have had to show proof they have either been vaccinated, tested negative for COVID, or have recovered from COVID in order to enter museums, cinemas, sports venues, bars, restaurants, cafes, long-distance travel, as well as in some regions, large shopping centres. While surveys show most French support the measure, opponents of compulsory vaccination have held protests for five consecutive weekends, and a black market for fraudulent health passes has sprung up on social media platform Snapchat, despite the risk of jail sentences. France will today receive a first payment of 5.1 billion euros as part of the European Recovery Plan. Speaking on Wednesday, France's Minister of Finance, Bruno Le Maire, said that France should return to its pre-crisis level of activity by the end of this year and not the beginning of 2022. The plan is to be funded to the tune of about 40 billion euros until 2026 by the European Commission, which approved the French Recovery Plan back in June. This European aid is financed for the first time by debt raised in common for a total amount at the community level of 750 billion euros. And locally, from September the 1st to December the 31st, 18 to 26-year-olds living in the Provence-Alpes Côte d'Azur region will be able to take unlimited regional buses and trains to travel throughout the region completely for free. The regional network has set up the Zoo Liberty Young Ticket for a duration of 4 months. So how does it work? Well, on the Zoo trains, the TER, beneficiaries will have to download a free ticket for each journey on the assistant SNCF application or the TER SUD website. On Zoo buses, you must present the driver with an identity document with a photo on each trip. And on the Zoo train line, the Chemin de Fer de Provence, you must present at each trip an identity document with a photo. For more information on that, you can go to our website, rivieradio.mc. Finally, participants of the Solitaire du Figaro sailing race have been placed in isolation as a precautionary measure after a case of COVID was detected on Wednesday. 4 days before the start of the race, a member of the team of one of the skippers has tested positive for COVID, and 24 skippers have been placed in isolation. The French Sailing Federation said that all necessary measures have been taken, and the incident will not, however, question the start of the 52nd edition of the race, scheduled for Sunday, August the 22nd. The village, which opened on Wednesday in Saint-Nazaire and the Loire Atlantique, remains accessible to the public upon presentation of a health pass and the wearing of a mask.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
In football, Harry Kane will not play this evening for Tottenham in Thursday's Europa Conference League playoff first leg, and Sheffield United goalkeeper Aaron Ramsdale has been left out of the squad to face West Bromwich Albion amid interest from Arsenal. Here's more football news from BBC Sport.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football. Hello, I'm Al Ross at BBC Sport, and Chelsea's new striker Romelu Lukaku has thanked club legend Didier Drogba for the advice he gave him ahead of his move back to Stamford Bridge. Lukaku left Chelsea 7 years ago, but was re-signed in a $134 million deal from Inter Milan. The Belgian says Drogba, who scored over 100 goals and won the Champions League with Chelsea, has backed him to be a success.
Well, I kept it really simple, to be honest. I was really happy about the improvements that I made in the last couple of seasons, but you know, he's always saying that there is more work to be done, and I think he's I think that's the right mindset. If you really want to achieve the maximum at the end as a football player, it's all about improving week in, week out.
And Wolves striker Raul Jimenez says he feels like a player again after making his return to the Premier League after 9 months out with a skull fracture. The Mexico forward was seriously injured after clashing heads in a challenge in November. Jimenez, though, played the full 90 minutes in Wolves' opening day defeat to Leicester and confirms he never thought of retiring from the game.
I never thought about finish my career or stop playing. It was a chance of that, but I was always confident that I was gonna return.
And Tottenham have confirmed Harry Kane will miss their Europa Conference tie on Thursday. The England captain has been linked with a move to champions Manchester City and is thought to still be working on his fitness. He could face Wolves in the Premier League still on Sunday. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
The weather forecast brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
The coast area is up to 20 miles offshore. The Outmarrow team in the VAR. The general situation is a depression of 1,014 millibars. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat is 1,015 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are force 1 to 3 variable. The sea is calm with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Cap Course is 1,017 millibars.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer. Open-air shopping and leisure centre.
Clear skies, highs of 28 degrees in Nice and 30 degrees in Cannes, 28 degrees inland in Tende, and this evening going down inland to 14 degrees in the Outmarrow team and 23 degrees along the coast. In the VAR, highs of 28 degrees in Saint-Tropez and along the coast with a gentle north-easterly wind, crossing our fingers that wind does not pick up in order to help the firefighters that are still battling with the wildfire that's hit the region. 31 degrees inland in Draguignan, and this evening going down to 18 degrees with clear skies. The outlook for Friday and the start of the weekend, highs of 28 to 31 degrees, mainly fine with some cloudy patches inland.
The weather forecast brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer. Open air shopping and leisure centre. Shops, restaurants, cinema, casino, gym. There is something for everyone. Only 20 minutes from Monaco and Cannes. Visit polygon-riviera.fr.
Finally, if you found yourself putting on weight and losing sleep in lockdown, well, you weren't alone. Fruit flies react in exactly the same way after just a week of social isolation. This is the conclusion of researchers who explored how fruit flies respond to being kept in test tubes in solitary confinement. They found that the flies' behavioural changes were associated with changes in the expression of certain genes, as well as the activity of neurons in the brain. Exactly why all this happens is unclear, but the team think that it might be related to how being isolated signals a certain degree of uncertainty about the future. Given this, it may make sense for flies to prepare for potential tough times ahead by eating whenever food is available and staying awake and alert as much as possible. According to the researchers, their study could provide the first robust animal model for studying the body's psychological response to loneliness. You're now up to date. All the news is available on our website, rivieraradio.mc, and you can check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. Just gone 22:08. We'll have the business news coming up next. A look at the papers and the BBC News live from London at 8 o'clock. But continuing, the theme for Feel Good Friday is all about getting your mojo back. Getting your mojo back to regain confidence, energy and enthusiasm in these rather tough and trying times, especially coinciding with the resurgence in one's own success. So it's any songs which make you feel confident, happy, full of energy and enthusiasm. Studio at rivieraradio.mc. Good morning to Martin in Fonvier, who says, "Morning, Sarah. My dear wife says it has to be happy. The song says it all for her." Thank you, Martin. And good morning to David, who says, "My choice, please, is Perfect by Fairground Attraction." Keep them coming. Studio at rivieraradio.mc. Here's your second prequel. Yes, well, if you're finding the 9 to 5 a little bit hard, well, this just picks you up every time. Luckily, Dolly Parton is here to get you through it.
Tumble out of bed and stumble in the kitchen, pour my third drive, you crazy 9 to 5.
Riviera Radio Business News, brought to you by Barclays.
In this morning's business news, a few days ahead of resources of over £268 million from the IMF were set to arrive in Afghanistan on the 23rd of August. The International Monetary Fund has said that the country will no longer be able to access the lender's resources. The move follows the Taliban's takeover of the country last weekend. An IMF spokesperson said it was due to lack of clarity within the international community over recognizing a government in Afghanistan. And according to the High Pay Centre, the bosses of Britain's biggest companies earned 86 times the average full-time wage last year. The pay of a chief executive on a FTSE 100 firm, and that's the UK's blue chip company index, was £2.69 million in 2020. That's down 17% from £3.25 million in 2019 before the pandemic hit. Director Luke Hildyard of the High Pay Centre said these of still very generous rewards. The think tank's research revealed average bonus size fell from £1.1 million in 2019 to £828,000 last year. AstraZeneca's CEO was the highest paid executive in Britain in 2020, earning £15.45 million for his part in delivering a coronavirus vaccine that's been administered tens of millions of times already this year.
Barclays Private Bank brings you Riviera Radio Business News on 106.5 FM. At Barclays, our size is your strength. And we've been using the entire reach of the Barclays Group to bring a global perspective and unique investment opportunities to our clients in Monaco since 1922. To find out more, search Barclays Private Bank or call the Monaco Private Banking Team on 9315 3535.
Since 1977, Michael Zingraf Real Estate, exclusive affiliate of Christie's International Real Estate for the Provence-Alpes Côte d'Azur region, offers prestigious properties for sale and to rent. Our 19 agencies are located in the most iconic locations on the French Riviera in Provence, but also in Paris, Deauville, Uzès and Gstaad. Michael Zingraf Real Estate plans to strengthen its presence in France and abroad with the upcoming opening in 2021 of the Brussels agency. Visit us on michaelzingraf.com.
Информация на сайте michaelzingraf.com.
It's time to start traveling again. The Nice Côte d'Azur Airport looks forward to welcoming you for your next trip. Visit our brand new website, nice.aeroport.fr. Flight information, inspiration for new destinations, car park booking and services at nice.aeroport.fr.
Grasse, the world perfume capital, welcomes you for a refreshing summer. Come and enjoy a perfume siesta, the open air theatre, a stroll through the market, a wander through the museums, or a night full of music. There's something for everyone. Have an amazing summer in Grasse. Find out more at grasse.fr.
Imagine a dedicated and passionate team offering the complete solution to all your wine and spirit needs on board or at your villa, wherever in the world you may be. Riviera Wine, the yacht's leading partner in fine wines and spirits on the French Riviera. To find out more, visit rivierawine.fr.
Traffic and Travel is brought to you by Trush Location Car Rental.
Beep, 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 yeah!
Riviera Radio Travel News.
There's nothing to report at Nice International Airport. There's one delay on the trains. That's the 8:50. Nice to Menton is running 15 minutes late. And on the roads, I'm trying to find out the situation in the Var, as last night the A57 motorway was closed at Cuers, and I believe that it is still affected in both directions. Motorists are advised to avoid that motorway, that part of the motorway that runs behind Ier. Right behind Bormley and Moser to Saint-Tropez. The A57 is closed at Cuers in both directions due to firefighters still battling the blaze there. I'll keep you updated throughout the show.
Traffic and Travel, brought to you by Trush Location. Six agencies on the French Riviera. For a pleasant and safe rental experience, visit trushlocation.com.
Like all these people in this room don't shine like you.
Just coming up to 8:15, and I must apologise for the shortened version of The Cure and Close to Me, as a Fat Finger Friday happened to me on a Thursday. Good job I don't work on the stock exchange. Continuing with, it's time for today's quiz, and it's over to you. All you have to do is tell me the year if I don't tell it to you first, like I did yesterday. This was the year. Which year am I referring to? It was the year when the first episode of The Simpsons was aired, and Spanish artist Salvador Dali died, and this was a hit for Kylie. Studio at rivieradio.mc if you think you know. That wrapped up the three in a row with a link to it, and it was Anthony that was first up this morning. Yes, the theme being Sweet. We started with Jackie Wilson and I Get the Sweetest Feeling, followed by ELO and Sweet Talking Women, and George Harrison and My Sweet Lord. Well done, Anthony. You all got it right, but Anthony was the first one up this morning. 9:20, continuing with your Feel Good Friday requests, the theme being about getting your mojo back, courtesy of Kevin. And who have we got next? We've got, this came into the info, it's studio at rivieradio.mc, because then I get it directly. Otherwise, it kind of gets lost in translation. Bridget, good morning to Bridget in Gulf Shuar, who has asked for Thank You for the Music from Barry Manilow for tomorrow's Feel Good Friday. Barry from Shuar has asked for I've Got My Mojo Working by Manfred Mann. Keep them coming. And this, well, I've kind of given it away already. It was a bit like the quiz yesterday when I gave the year away before I actually played the song. It's for the JL Electrics team. Come on, guys, come up with a Feel Good Friday, a song about getting your mojo going. But I know you guys like this one. So whilst you're in the van, on your way to work, doing a fantastic job, haven't stopped all summer, House of Pain and Jump Around.
I won't ever slack up, honky better back up. Try-
106.5 Riviera Radio's Employment Rendezvous. One of the best ways to find all kinds of great people is to place an ad on the 106.5 Riviera Radio job line. Job line is broadcast many times a day. And you can also find all job opportunities on our website, rivieraradio.mc. To get your job offer in job line, call Dominique on 00377-9797-9475. Job line on 106.5 Riviera Radio, your employment rendezvous.
This is Riviera Radio, keeping you up to date on all that's happening along the Côte d'Azur with the Riviera Radio What's On Guide.
The summer fireworks season comes to a spectacular end next week with not one but two huge displays lined up for Tuesday, and they're almost next door to each other. The first is at Antibes, where the best place to view is the coast road between Fort Carré and the Biot train station beside Marineland. The second is at Cannes, with dozens of great viewing points to choose from around the bay. Both fireworks will take place next Tuesday, August 24th, and kick off shortly after 10 p.m. And there is a brilliant interactive exhibition on right now at the Oceanographic Museum here in Monaco. In it, you can uncover the secrets of coral in the Coral Thematic Series, dive into the Great Barrier Reef with the digital and interactive immersion exhibition, and solve the puzzles of the escape game. It's a great day out for all the family, and if you get there before 11 a.m, you will get a full 20% off the regular ticket price. Full details at oceano.org. Of course, you'll find details and links for all of the events mentioned here in the What's On Guide section of our website at rivieraradio.mc. And if you have an item for the guide, please send us details to our What's On Guide email address, wog@rivieraradio.mc. My name's Dusty, and that's What's On.
Riviera Radio Weather.
Clear skies, highs of 28 degrees in Nice and 30 degrees in Cannes, going down to 14 degrees inland in the Outremer this evening and 23 degrees along the coast. In the Var, highs of 28 degrees in Saint-Tropez and along the coast, with a gentle northeasterly wind, and 31 degrees inland in Draguignan. This evening going down to 18 degrees with clear skies inland in the Var. The outlook for Friday and the start of the weekend, highs of 28 to 31 degrees, are mainly fine with some cloudy patches inland. Finally, scientists say that a switch in your brain can trigger binge drinking. Now, this means that the break, which balances the pros and cons of food, booze, sex and drugs, fails in heavy drinkers. The discovery opens the door to new therapies to treat problem drinkers, with half said to be genetically prone. In tests, experts found a third of rats continued drinking after getting an electric shock, but their ability to refrain was restored by turning off a small group of neurons in the brain. Good news. Way forward. You're now up to date. All the news is available on the website rivieraradio.mc, and check out the Facebook page 106.5 of Riviera Radio. It's just gone 20 to 10. Here is Rihanna and Love on the Brain. It's 10 o'clock. Taking a look at the international news headlines, the UK's Defence Secretary Ben Wallace has said that Britain is unable to evacuate unaccompanied children from Afghanistan. A COVID case has been detected in the Tokyo Paralympics village just days before the Games are due to start, according to the organisers. And a teenage pilot has set off on an attempt to become the youngest woman to fly solo around the world.
Riviera Radio.
Good luck, good on her. Clear skies, highs of 28 degrees in Nice and 30 degrees in Cannes. This evening going down to 14 degrees inland in the Outremer and 23 degrees along the coast. In the Var, highs of 28 degrees in Saint-Tropez and a gentle northeasterly wind. Fingers crossed that the firefighters, so far the fire is progressing a lot slower than before, and fingers crossed they'll get that fire under control. 31 degrees inland in Draguignan, and this evening going down to 18 degrees with clear clear skies. The outlook for Friday and the start of the weekend, highs of 28 to 31 degrees, mainly fine with some cloudy patches inland. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all your Feel Good Friday requests, the theme being getting your mojo back. Yes, we're talking songs with about energy, enthusiasm, happiness. Studio at rivieraradio.mc had a fantastic response. We'll be doing that tomorrow morning between 7 and 10, so do hope you can join me. I'll be back at 12:30 with an update of the news, sports and weather in the lunchtime news. All the news is available throughout the day on our website, rivieraradio.mc, and there's our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. And Dusty Rhodes is sitting in this afternoon, Riviera Radio's Drive Time. He's sitting in for Mark Abson, so don't miss it. Stay tuned, don't go away. Here is a bit of hot chocolate, you sexy thing. Just stay where you are. Speak to you later. Bye.